Chapter 6. The Dragon. In time, Beowulf himself became king of his own kingdom. He ruled the land well for 50 years. He fought in many battles and won many wars. But as time went on, he grew tired of fighting. He felt that he was losing his youthful strength. Then trouble came. One day, a slave, fleeing from his lord, found his way by chance into the den of a dragon. There he saw shiny piles of gold guarded by the sleeping dragon. From the treasure, the slave carried off a jeweled cup. The slave had changed his mind about running away from his lord and thought it was a mistake. He wanted to give the cup to his lord as a peace offering for running away. When the dragon awoke, he could smell that someone had been in his den. He carefully hunted all around the cave. He wanted to find the man who had entered his den while he slept. In his rage, he hunted through his treasure, throwing the gold about here and there. Finally, he noticed that his jeweled cup was missing. When the sun finally sank, the dragon went out to send the man a message. He set out, burning all the cheerful homes of men. His rage was felt all around. Before morning, he flew back again to his dark home. He trusted in the strength of his den and in his ability to protect himself from others that might come to steal his treasure. The news came to Beowulf that his own childhood home had been burned to the ground. It was a great sadness to him, and he became angry. Beowulf decided to rid his country of the evil creature. He thought it would be more dangerous to fight the dragon with a large army, so he decided to fight alone. He did not want to risk his men's lives, and he felt that he was still stronger than his knights. After all, he, as a young man, had killed Grendel and his mother. As Beowulf prepared himself for the fight, many thoughts filled his mind. He remembered the days of his youth. "I fought many wars in my youth," he said. "Now I am old and the protector of my people. I will yet again seek the enemy and be heroic." He told his men to wait for him on the mountainside. They were to wait and see which of the two would come out alive from the dragon's den. The old king saw a rocky opening with a stream of fire coming from it. He gave a great shout, and the dragon answered with a hot breath of flame. Beowulf, with drawn sword, stood strong with his shield up. The flaming dragon, bent like a snake, charged at him. The shield protected him but little. He swung the sword up to strike the horrible monster, but the sword's edge did not bite. Flames flew around Beowulf on every side. He thought he would burn to death. When Beowulf's men saw the fire-breathing dragon, they were afraid for their lives. They fled into the woods to save themselves. One, and one only, now ran through the smoke and flame to help his lord. His name was Wiglaf.
"My lord Beowulf," Wiglaf cried, "use your might to fight him. I will support you to the end."
The dragon attacked with anger. In a moment, flames from the dragon consumed Wiglaf's shield. His shield fell to the ground in ashes. Without waiting, Wiglaf stepped under the protection of Beowulf's shield. The king then remembered his old strength. He swung his sword with such force that it stuck in the monster's head. Small pieces of scale and bone flew all around. When he was younger, Beowulf's hand was so strong that he broke all swords when he used them, but he was never harmed. Now, for the third time, the dragon rushed upon Beowulf. It grabbed him by the neck with its poisonous teeth. Wiglaf, with no thought for himself, rushed forward though he was burned by the flames. He stuck his sword into the dragon beneath Beowulf's sword. The sword entered the dragon's head, and from that moment the fire began to die. The king, recovering his senses, drew his knife and ended the monster's life. The two of them together had destroyed the evil dragon that had hurt so many people. To Beowulf, that was the greatest moment of his life, and he felt proud of his last successful battle.